Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into Blue Owl Capital, ticker symbol OWL, a major player in the asset management space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because I'm breaking down everything from financials to recent performance, and even giving you my take on its intrinsic value. Let's get started. So, what's the big picture with Blue Owl Capital? This is a company that's been making waves in the alternative asset management world, focusing on private credit, real estate, and strategic equity solutions. They've got a unique model with a permanent capital base, which means they're not just chasing short-term gains, but building long-term, stable revenue streams. With over $15 billion in market cap and a focus on middle market lending, they're positioned in a niche that's got a lot of growth potential, especially as traditional banks pull back from certain lending areas. Let's dig into who they are and what they bring to the table. Blue Owl Capital, headquartered in New York, was formed through a merger in 2021, combining expertise from industry veterans like Doug Ostrover, who's the CEO. They operate as an asset manager with a hefty $109 billion in assets under management as of recent reports. Their bread and butter? Providing capital solutions to middle market companies through direct lending, real estate, and other alternative investments. What sets them apart is their focus on permanent capital vehicles and long-dated private funds, which gives them a sticky revenue stream compared to more volatile hedge fund models. They're in the financial services sector, specifically asset management, and with 1,200 employees, they're scaling fast. Now, let's see how their revenue streams break down. Looking at their revenue, Blue Owl has shown impressive growth over the past few years. In 2024, they reported total revenue of about $2.3 billion, up significantly from $1.7 billion in 2023. Breaking it down by segment, the lion's share comes from asset management, contributing roughly $1.99 billion last year. Their net lease business added another $168 million, while administrative services brought in $294 million. There's also a smaller piece from management service incentives at about $7 million. This diversification is key because it shows they're not overly reliant on one area, though asset management is clearly the engine driving growth. Geographically, they're heavily focused on the U.S. market, which aligns with their middle market lending strategy. Revenue growth like this signals strength, but let's see if their earnings tell the same story. All right, let's talk earnings. Blue Owl's most recent quarterly results for Q1 2026 came in at 19 cents per share, matching consensus estimates and up from 17 cents a year ago. That's a nice year-over-year improvement. For the full year 2025, they posted an EPS of 2 cents on revenue of $2.87 billion, though net income was a modest $78.8 million due to high operating expenses. Looking back at 2024, they had a stronger EPS of 20 cents, with net income of $109.6 million. What stands out is their consistent revenue growth, but profitability margins are still thin, with a net profit margin of just 2.75% in the trailing 12 months. They're also paying out a hefty dividend, currently yielding around 9.1%. which is attractive for income investors. The key takeaway here is that while top-line growth is strong, they need to keep a handle on costs to boost those bottom-line numbers. Now, let's dive deeper into their financial health. During their Q1 2026 earnings call, management highlighted some critical points about their performance and outlook. They reported fee-related earnings of 25 cents per share, showing strength in their core business. Assets under management grew year over year, which is a positive sign for future revenue potential. They emphasized their focus on private credit, despite some industry headwinds, and pointed to their diversified platform as a buffer against market volatility. Management also noted they're keeping a close eye on expenses while pushing into new growth areas like digital infrastructure and retirement channels. This kind of forward-thinking strategy could set them up well, but they're not ignoring the challenges in the private credit space right now. Let's move on to their broader financial picture. Peeking at Blue Owl's balance sheet and cash flows, there are some interesting dynamics. As of the end of 2024, they had total assets of about $1099 billion, with cash and equivalents at $152 million. Total liabilities sat at $5.19 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of 1.75, which is on the higher side for an asset manager and something to watch. Their current ratio is low at 0.28, indicating limited liquidity to cover short-term obligations, though this isn't uncommon in their business model, where cash flows are tied to long-term investments. On the cash flow front, 2024 was strong, with operating cash flow of nearly $1 billion and free cash flow of $935 million, showing they're generating solid cash despite high dividends and some capital expenditures. Return on equity is modest at 3.43%, and return on invested capital is 5.12%, suggesting they're not yet maximizing efficiency with their capital. Overall, the financials show a growing company with some leverage risks, but decent cash generation. Let's see what the market thinks of their valuation. Valuation-wise, Blue Owl is trading at a price-to-earnings ratio of 84.4 on a trailing basis, which is steep compared to the asset management industry average of around 47.5. Their forward PE for 2026 is much more reasonable at 16.28, dropping further to 13.85 for 2027, suggesting the market expects earnings to catch up. Price to sales is at 5.36, which isn't cheap either, but reflects their revenue growth trajectory. Dividend yield, as I mentioned, is a juicy 9.1%, making it appealing for income-focused investors. Compared to peers in the financial services sector, their valuation looks high on current earnings, but forward metrics and that dividend could justify it if growth continues. Let's break down their strengths and weaknesses next. All right, let's do a quick SWOT analysis on Blue Owl Capital to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their strong revenue growth and diversified asset management platform are big pluses. They've got over $109 billion in AUM, and their permanent capital model provides stability. Weaknesses. Their high debt-to-equity ratio and thin profit margins are concerns. Costs are eating into profitability. On the opportunities side, the private credit market is still growing as banks retreat from middle market lending, and Blue Owl's push into digital infrastructure and retirement channels could be a game changer. Threats include liquidity concerns in private credit, as some recent articles have pointed out, plus rising costs and fee timing risks that could pressure performance. Overall, they've got a solid foundation, but need to navigate some choppy waters. Now let's check out how the stock has been performing. Looking at Blue Owl's recent stock performance, it's been a rough ride. The stock is down 13.66% over the past week, 29.58% over the last month, and a whopping 53.2% over the past year. That's a steep decline compared to the broader financial services sector, which is up 7.75% over the same period. Their beta of 1.18 suggests slightly higher volatility than the market, so expect some swings. Currently trading at $9.98, the stock has lost significant ground, likely tied to broader concerns about private credit liquidity and rising costs, as highlighted in recent news. For short-term traders, there might be a bounce if sentiment shifts, but the trend is clearly bearish right now. Let's see what the intrinsic value tells us for a long-term perspective. Now let's talk intrinsic value using a discounted cash flow model to see if Blue Owl is undervalued or overvalued at its current price. I've run the numbers based on their historical free cash flows, which were strong at $935 million in 2024, and projected forward with conservative growth assumptions of around 5% annually for the next 5 years, a 10% discount rate, and a 3% terminal growth rate. One caveat here. Blue Owl operates in asset management with elements similar to financial institutions, where traditional DCF isn't always the best fit since their cash flows are tied to fees and AUM rather than typical operating free cash flow. Valuation methods like price-to-book or dividend discount models can sometimes be more appropriate, but let's see what the DCF suggests anyway. After crunching the numbers, the DCF model spits out an intrinsic value of around $24.65 per share. At the current price of $9.98, that suggests Blue Owl could be significantly undervalued, offering a potential upside of over 140%. Again, take this with a grain of salt, due to the limitations of DCF for a company like this. Their price-to-book and forward PE metrics might give a more grounded view, and that high dividend yield could be a safer bet for value. Either way, the stock looks cheap compared to this model, but risks in the private credit space and high debt levels temper the optimism. Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. So, what's the verdict on Blue Owl Capital? This is a company with strong revenue growth and a unique position in the alternative asset space, especially with private credit and middle market lending. Their permanent capital model is a plus for stability, and that 9.1% dividend yield is hard to ignore for income investors. However, the stock's taken a beating lately, down over 50% in the past year, and concerns about liquidity in private credit, high debt, and thin margins are real. Long term, if they can manage costs and capitalize on growth areas like digital infrastructure, there's potential here, especially if the intrinsic value estimate holds water. For now, I'd approach with caution, maybe waiting for a better entry point or more clarity on private credit risks. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next video.